Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm an executive career and personal brand coach. And I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations so that they can uncover their real potential and create new possibilities, all whilst showing up as the best version of themselves, what I call life leadership. So what is today's topic all about? It is about confidence, being confident, and some simple steps to a more confident you. So why am I talking about confidence? Well, here's the thing. Are you wanting to feel more confident in any particular area of your life? It could be one area, it could be multiple areas. And sometimes we find that we can feel really confident in one area of our life. So maybe socially amongst your friends, you might feel really, really confident and all is good. But then in the workplace, that's where you find that you're lacking confidence. On the other hand, it could be that you're really confident in the workplace, but maybe in your social life, your relationships, whatever it might be, that's where you lack confidence. Or perhaps, you know, you've started a new interest, a new hobby, and it's something that you're not overly familiar with, you're learning still, and then you're lacking confidence. And that is normal. It's all natural, a natural part of life. It's a course of, as we get better at something, we'll start to feel more confident. So what I'd like to share with you today are some really simple steps that you can take to be a more confident you. And why am I saying this? Because a lot of people talk about faking it till you make it. And for me, that is not an option. I do not believe, and if you joined me last week, you'll know I talked about the language that we use. And for me, just even saying that we're faking something is just a very negative feeling around confidence. It's like, why do you need to fake it until you've made it? And in fact, at what point will you no longer need to fake it? How will you know that you've made it? Instead, my invitation to you is to look at some of the simple steps that you can take that will have you feeling more confident very, very quickly. So what are the simple steps that you can implement, integrate into your day-to-day to start to feel more confident? And they are really simple. So number one is confidence dressing. So the way that you dress, think about how you feel when you put on an item of clothing that makes you feel really good. So it's very easy, and we're all guilty of this. I do it, we all do it at some point where, you know, if we're in the house, just put on your comfy clothes, your sweatshirts, and, you know, maybe your jogging bottoms or your yoga pants or whatever, and you like sort of plod around the house so that because it's comfortable, right? But actually think about how you feel in those clothes. Besides comfortable, are those clothes making you feel more confident? Are they bringing you up? Or are they kind of make you feel a bit like, not great today, it's all right, you know? Whereas if you put on, you know, whether it could be a pair of jeans and a nice shirt or top, sweater or a dress, you know, whatever has you look at yourself and think, yeah, I feel really good today. Because it's these little things, these simple little steps that can make a huge difference to how you feel. So feeling good in what you wear. And a part of that is about feeling comfortable, but you just be mindful of the distinction of things that feel comfortable that have, but have you kind of moping around the house because they're like your casuals that you just wear at home, but you don't want anyone seeing you, as opposed to comfortable clothes that make you feel good. So wearing clothes that are flattering, that make you feel confident, that you're happy for people seeing you that way, and That in itself will have you showing up differently in your physiology, the way that you carry yourself, and the way that you communicate because you're feeling good about yourself. So think about that. Look at your dress. What is it you're wearing? Particularly if you're working remotely, if you're working from home, very easy, we all do it. So, you know, you put on your comfy clothes. And then sometimes you might find you're kind of slobbing around the house because of that. And then how you're showing up on camera, on your Teams calls, your Zoom calls, can be impacted by that. So check in with yourself. How is that affecting how you're showing up? Can you maybe dress differently so you feel more confident in front of the camera when you're joining your colleagues for your meetings? And that's the first thing, is confidence dressing, wearing things that make you feel good. I remember during lockdown, I was on a lot of calls, as I think most of us were. And one of the things I would still do is I still wear my favorite perfume every day. Why? Because it made me feel good. And, you know, I have a range of them and I'll wear different ones each day. But during lockdown, I started to realize that I was getting into that bit of a slobbing around mode a little bit in front of the camera. I thought, this is not good. What can I do? It's maybe putting on a bit of makeup or getting your hair done or wearing a nice top, or as I said, wearing your favorite perfume or aftershave or whatever it might be, right? But it's the little things that can make the difference to how you feel. So really slow down and check in with yourself. What is that for you? Okay, the second thing is smile. I talk about this all the time. I talk about this when we talk about having a strong presence and how to be engaging with people, is simply to smile. And often we don't even realize if we're not feeling great, if we're not feeling on top of the world and we're not smiling, we're looking quite serious or down, then how are you coming across? But also how are you coming across to others, but also how are you feeling yourself? Simply, if you're feeling down, is smile and notice the difference of how you feel. Because remember, this is about you feeling more confident. And actually, when you smile, it sends endorphins to your brain. And oftentimes it'll make you feel like you can take on the world. Everything is great. And that is where your confidence will seep in. So remember to smile. Number three is treat yourself daily. Now, why, first of all? Why? Because you'll notice that how you treat yourself is how you will react. In the same way as how you treat other people is a reflection of how they'll react or respond to you. So if you treat people well, generally, they'll treat you well back. They'll be good to you. They'll show up in good form, right? So think about how do you treat yourself. In other words, not giving yourself a hard time, not beating yourself up, but being kind to yourself. And when I say treat yourself daily, what I mean by that is you don't have to go and you know, splurge on a brand new outfit or spend loads of money on something. It could simply be doing something that lights you up. It could be, you know, whether it's doing some exercise, going for a run, doing some yoga, maybe having a nice hot bath and treating yourself, or a hot shower if that's something that makes you feel good, you know, making yourself a lovely meal or treating yourself to a little naughty dessert, you know, whatever, maybe having a little glass of wine in the evening. It's little things like that that are treats. Now, it could be booking yourself into a spa for a massage. So think about little small things you can do. And it could just be, as I said, little things around the house, just making time for yourself, finding 10 minutes in the day to just sit with yourself and be. And that could be a treat for you too. So think about what it is for you that makes you feel good. And find one little thing that you can do each day to treat yourself. And as I said, that will reflect in how you see yourself, how you behave towards yourself. Be mindful of not beating yourself up, of being really hard on yourself, but be kind to yourself because you will respond naturally better towards yourself, to others, and to how you show up. Number four, stop running yourself down. So often, if we're lacking in confidence and we receive a compliment, we don't handle it very well. We might just kind of put ourselves down. So if, for example, someone says, oh, that's a beautiful outfit that you're wearing, oh, this old thing, you know, I just dragged it out of the wardrobe, or, you know, it's really old, or I had it for years, and kind of, you like, yeah, you know, you kind of dismiss it. Actually, take a deep breath, smile, say thank you, accept it graciously, and notice the fact that actually, yeah, I do look good in this top, or I do have a nice outfit on today, or, you know, my hair looks good today, and, you know, I've made the effort. Acknowledge it for yourself and recognize it. And remember that when we put ourselves down, when we speak to ourselves in a way where we are being, let's say, self-critical, often if you reflect that in the way that you respond to a compliment, people will start to perceive you in that way. So remember that people are always seeing and hearing how you are behaving and what you're saying about yourself, and if you keep saying something often enough, people will start to believe it. So it's about perception that other people have of you. So if you stand in your pride of how you look or what you're wearing or how your hair is today or whatever it might be, and say, thank you, it's very kind of you, I love this outfit, or, you know, I made a real effort with my hair today, so I really appreciate you noticing it. It also creates a perception of other people of you, that you are confident, you know, in yourself and how you're looking, how you're showing up, what you're wearing. So this is about two sides to this, of confidence and how you feel, but how other people will also perceive you. So the next point I wanted to share with you is, and this is really important, is to stop comparing yourself. This is incredibly dangerous, and so many people do it. You look at other people around you, look at what they have or what they wear, or, you know, the job that they've got, or the friend circle that they have, and so forth and so forth, and then we compare. And my invitation to you is to stop comparing yourself, take pride in who you are, and focus on staying in your lane and on your striving towards your goals. Because what we see on the outside, in other words, what we see, for example, on social media, or what we see, you know, without actually getting to know somebody, we interpret that in our own way. We might look and think, oh, they're so lucky because whatever, whatever, right? When in actual fact, they may have a lot of stuff going on for them that isn't great, and you wouldn't want that. So don't compare, because you don't know what is really going on for another person. Focus on you, focus on your goals, on what you want to strive for, your vision that you're creating for your life. Take pride in yourself and in where you're heading, and stay in your lane. Focus on your baby steps to get you to where you want to be. Don't compare. Big one, that. Okay, the next one is, be mindful of who you surround yourself with. In other words, you want to be around people who bring you up, who perhaps are, you know, maybe really ambitious, and you are that person who is ambitious, but find yourself being pulled down by the people around you who are not that way inclined. And it's okay if that's how they are. But remember, if you're around people who are dragging you down, who maybe have their own insecurities and therefore don't want to see you shine or succeed, then that's going to hold you back. It's going to hinder you from propelling yourself forward. So make sure that you have in your circle people who inspire you, people who can raise you up, who make you feel good, who encourage you, who will help you. So be mindful of who you surround yourself with, whether it's your friends' circle or even the people at work that you choose to hang out with. The next point, number seven, is be a leader. In other words, what I mean by that is lead your life, be self-reliant. Check in with your instincts about decisions that you need to make. Make the decisions because they're best for you, not because it's about following the crowd and fitting in. If there's something that instinctively you know you really want to do, but it's different from what everyone else is doing, it's okay. Follow your instincts. Be that leader. Don't be the sheep following the herd. So check in, slow down, ask yourself, what is best for me in this situation? How is this decision best going to serve me or help me to move forward or to grow or to enjoy life even more? And by the way, by showing up as a leader rather than, let's say, being a follower or being a victim of your circumstance, when you're a leader, people want to be around you. They will gravitate towards you. You will appeal to others. So when it comes, let's say, in a workplace to working in a team, people will want you in their team. If they're looking to hire or promote someone, they're more likely to gravitate towards you or think about you. Again, all of this is coming from that place of confidence, but being self-reliant and showing up as a leader will make a huge difference in that process. And then finally, mind your language. Now, if you're not sure what I'm talking about here, then check back in to the live that I shared last week, which was all about the language that we use, the words that we use when we speak both to ourselves and to others. In other words, we want to come from a place of positivity, of bringing yourself up rather than putting yourself down. So if that's something you've not thought about, go check out the live from last week where I go into more depth around this. But for today, these are the steps that I wanted to share with you in terms of feeling more confident. And as I said, this applies whether it's in the workplace, in your social circle, or any other situation where you find that you're maybe just not feeling 100% certainty in yourself and how you're showing up, both for yourself and for others. So, quick recap, confidence dressing, dress in a way that is both comfortable, makes you feel good, that has you put a smile on your face. Number two is smile, because remember those endorphins will go to the brain and make you feel like you can take over the world. Treat yourself daily to the small things, to make yourself feel valued, important, worthy, all of those things. You'll feel better for it, and remember not to give yourself a hard time. Number four is stop running yourself down. Remember to accept compliments graciously, be kind to yourself, speak to yourself in a positive way, and recognize, acknowledge your wins, your accomplishments, however small they might be each day. Just slow down for a moment and recognize how well you did in, you know, maybe by going to the gym that day, or going for a run, or that piece of work that you completed that actually put a lot of thought and effort into. Those are little small wins, and those are all steps towards you building your confidence in yourself and in your abilities. Number five, stop comparing yourself to others. Stay in your lane. Number six, be mindful of who you surround yourself with. Surround yourself with people who will bring you up. Number seven, be a leader. Show up as a leader of your own life, not a follower, not a sheep. And finally, mind your language, the language that you use to speak both to yourself and to other people. Until next time, remember to elevate your performance, maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by simply showing up as the best version of yourself. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.